Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
That is not what it is for.
You want to do that?
No!
Hi. Welcome, guys. It is Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, May 26th. Whew. We are here. We are excited. It is a big pay-per-view weekend, which means pay-per-view and play for you. We got two big play for you. We have Night of Champions tomorrow. Then we have NXT Battleground on Sunday. And then you have Impact Under Siege this evening, and then you also have Double or Nothing from AEW on Sunday night. So big weekend of wrestling.
Who gives a flying crap about watching pay-per-views and sleeping? Because who needs sleep?
Yeah. So
I'm allowed to say crap, right?
Yeah. I think crap's not a bad word. If it is, we're done. But, and I know people are like, why? It's like, well, we want to see if it we just want to try something.
We want to try something. Yeah.
We want to see if it has
probably, yes. This will be probably the single most hard show that I have to do, because I will try. No, don't go there. I will have to try and not swear and curse. Seriously, guys, no one has said anything about it at Fightful. No one, literally. But we decided to just try. There's going to be a lot of frick and fudge and stuff. And what was the other one?
I don't know.
Frick? I don't know.
Yeah, the one thing I should probably have said before, so YouTube automatically takes the transcription, and if it can't tell what the word is, it sometimes, from what I understand, it counts it as a...
Well, this is stupid. But, I have awful pronunciation for 90% of your words.
No, you'll be fine. It's just like, if it's like really close, so I don't know. We'll have to see, but I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be fine.
Sure.
It did... Yeah, our friend Ryan sent us a super chat. Did Danhausen do this? You know, when I wrote that in the description, like for the thumbnail, I like literally thought that somebody's going to bring up Danhausen. And
if thank Danhausen... you, Ryan, for doing this, because.
But Maggie, which show are you excited for the most this weekend?
You didn't ask me how.
I'm sorry. I got flustered. But Maggie, how are you doing?
Well, this is going to be a really tough story to tell without cursing. So I go to work today and I start, you know, I phone the alcohol companies which delivers our alcohol. I make, the order, which is a huge order because we have three consecutive days with concerts. There, and every day there's three bands playing. There, like, there's a lot of bands, and a lot of people come in the bar. So it's a huge delivery. So I do myself around the bar, and then the alcohol delivery comes. So because it's those sorts of concerts, there are like, you don't pay to attend the concert. You just go and, you know, you enjoy the bands, because those are different, you know, underground bands or bands from other countries, which are presented to our audience. And there's a lot of, you know, guys and, you know, in the business who are watching. And maybe if they like the bands, they, you know, they sponsor them. So there's a lot of, we did a lot of catering for these people who, like, there's 100 of them. So we did catering, and I saw that one of my boss's wives, she does the catering, and she did, because I've eaten her catering before, and she had mini cheesecakes. What are you laughing?
The comment.
Her catering before, like, what?
No. Okay. You're fine. Trust me, you're fine. It's all good.
I know. It's never me. Kidding. So she makes those bite-sized cheesecakes. You know, they're like individually, they're so great, and I love them. And I took them out of the fridge, and I was like, I'm going to let them sit for a bit. I'm gonna, you know, deal with the huge alcohol delivery, because I have to clean everything.
Oh, no.
What?
No, I'm just saying, I'm curious to see where this goes. That's why.
Yeah, I know. And afterwards, like, these little cheesecakes are going to be my prize. You know, I always do this. I have a prize after every, like, big thing that I do, or a hard thing that I do. So we're, at the time that I'm, you know, I'm cleaning all the bottles. It's a hard thing to explain. It takes a lot of time. You have to clean individually each and every bottle from every beer case and every, you know, beverage and everything. It takes a lot of time. So in that moment, one of my bosses, like, not the tampon guy from Monday, the other guy. Like, just FYI, I have three bosses. So he comes in the bar and, you know, goes to make himself coffee. And at that exact time, a weird dude comes into the bar and goes to the bathroom. I suppose he pees, or, like, he uses the bathroom.
Oh,
and then just...
Your audio's gone.
No, how can it be gone?
Maybe it's me. Anybody here?
Am I still here? Someone in the chat has to tell if you can hear me or not. Yeah, okay. It works. So it's you.
Okay, there we go.
But can you hear me?
Yep, I got you now. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. So what was the last thing you heard?
Your boss, something, a weird guy went into the...
Yeah, a weird guy went into the bathroom, did what his thing, I have no idea what he did, and then came out, and then just, you know, exited the bar, and my boss was like, whoa, hold on a minute, and I was like, okay, here we go, and I'm just, you know, cleaning the bottles and just minding my own business, because it's not, and he was like, this is so unethical. This is so unmannered. Like, you need to ask first. Of course, we're going to let you use the toilet, but have some manners and ask first. And he was like, well, dude, I just needed to pee. He's kind of right. It is ill-mannered not to say anything. Like, you, mind you, there's no people in the bar. Like, zero people, and only me and my boss. And he just comes into the bar, uses the bathroom, and just goes away. Like, what? And my boss was like, this is so, no, like, you don't do it like that. And I'm like, oh, and just, you know, cleaning the bottles. Mm. And then he comes to me, like, my boss comes to me, and, do you believe the nerve of that guy? Like he already left, you know, to do it. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, there's going to be people like that every day. So just don't make a big deal out of this. And then he left. So I finished everything that I was doing, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go eat those cheesecakes, and my cheesecakes were gone.
Oh no.
My boss ate my cheesecakes while he was making coffee, and I lost my mind because he didn't ask.
Oh, man.
And the story's not done here. Okay. So my other boss, the tampon guy, he comes in and he was like, I'm going to get a bite to eat. Do you want something? And I'm like, I already ordered. And he was like, yeah, okay. Then he ate his lunch, and I'm like, and he's like, I'm going to go and get a cheesecake. Do you want a cheesecake? And I'm like, ah! And I told him the story, and he was like, well, that's not right. And he got me a piece of cheesecake.
There you go.
Yeah, he got me a piece of cheesecake. And then the other one, like the cheesecake thief, came in and said, oh, you guys are eating cheesecake? And I'm like, you are. And I asked him, why did you eat my cheesecakes? And he was like, who said that they were yours? And I'm like, there was no one else in the bar, dude. Those were my cheese. I didn't even try them. Not even one. And he was like, well, you didn't miss anything. They weren't that good. And I was like,
yeah, oh man. Well,
I was like, just why didn't you ask?
Yeah.
And he knew where I was going. And he was like, don't speak to me like that. And he tried, you know, to put, because he knew he wasn't right. And I was like, dude, just say that you're sorry, because everyone here knows that you're wrong. You're wrong, okay? And he was like, don't take that tone with me. And he was like all sassy and stuff. And I almost lost it. Seriously, he ate my cheesecake. And then my other boss was like, here, take some cheesecake. You know, the tampon guy from Monday.
Tampon guy. Well, let's talk some wrestling, Maggie. Impact Wrestling, let's start with that, because that's tonight. What match are you looking forward to the most tonight?
Well, there are a couple of ones. Of course, ASOS and Chris Bay versus Subculture. This is the one I'm most excited about, because I haven't seen Subculture wrestle in like quite some time. Flash Morgan Webster, I still haven't listened to his interview with Sean. I really have to. So probably this match, and also Deonna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace, obviously, for obvious reasons, because you know Jordynne Grace is my superhero. But probably those two matches. And also Joe Hendry and Dirty Dango, because like Dirty Dango has been so great in Impact. I wasn't ready for that heel turn, but like it wasn't really a heel turn. Like people will never boo him. He's so great. Before we move on, guys, please like the video, share the video on social media, send us a super chat or a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. Please send us your money, because I have to pay for Wembley stuff. I appreciate you guys so much. Let's jump into what match are you looking forward to?
Definitely Subculture versus Ace and Chris Bay. That one I'm definitely anxious for.
I miss Subculture so much. I've missed them so much.
Yeah, I would probably say
Trey Miguel and Chris Sabin also.
That'll be good.
It's a next division match, so they're bangers every time.
Yeah, I mean, this whole card looks good. I would say Deonna and Jordynne Grace is probably number two. I don't really get, I mean, I love watching Steve Maclin, but I also don't understand why they want PCO as the first challenger. I find that strange, but.
Well, it's Scott DeBoer, you know, he was like, you want a Canadian? Here's a Canadian, you know, and then he gave him a Canadian. But like, it's going to be a fun match. Like, people love PCO.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him. I just think I was just kind of, that was not the person I was expecting. That's all. So
it's going to be okay. Like, let's go through the card. ASOS and Chris Bay versus
Let me read these super chats first. We got one from D'Lo Dix. He goes, thank you, Maggie, for hashtag Daily Pedro. And thank you, Rob, for being great as always. Love you all. Love you too, buddy.
I will never stop the Daily Pedro. I will never stop.
There you go. Caden, who's on his way to Las Vegas. He flight delayed by a few minutes. Vegas baby, or baby, whatever. I think he means baby.
Vegas baby.
So have a great time.
Have a great time. Have a wonderful time. Please enjoy the shows. Hug
Walter Wardlow. Is that what you?
Yeah, I almost because I don't want to say it. That's why.
That's okay.
I know. So yes, Ace Austin versus Subculture. Ace Austin and Chris Bay versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster. Who do you got?
Man, I love Flash Morgan Webster. By the way, check out his interview that he just did with Sean Ross Sapp. Really good. I did the write-up for the Fightful Select stuff. It was really good. I ended up liking the guy a lot more like afterwards, which is always the case with these interviews. You always start liking the people more after you hear them. Really good interview. Anyways, Ace Austin. I thought you were going to hit me. Well, the fact that I jumped kind of tells you how I'm doing. Jesus. Somebody needs to clip that, Soupy. That was dumb as hell. Way to go. That's a moment that will live forever.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Jesus. Ace Austin and Chris Bay are going to win. As much as I like Subculture, they're not going to bring in a team like they're not going to bring them in to beat Ace Austin.
Yeah, but just imagine.
Oh, it'd be cool. I mean, I just can't see it happening. It's going to be a hell of a match. I think it's going to be the match of the night. So I do think that's the case. I can't wait to see those two wrestle again, though. It's been a long time, like since I've seen them. Wrestle live
I'm interested to see how Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster react with the Impact crowd. That's what I want to see. It's gonna be in Canada also. So
yeah, and I think Joel Pearl's gonna be there. So almost hit strike one. So there we go. Corey says, "Rob, should I wish I would have? That would have been better."
I would have been wondering what the hell was happening because. True. Okay.
Wait, watch it.
No.
Okay. Who do you got winning?
Ace Austin and Chris Bay, obviously. They're not gonna lose those championships. But I would love it if they do. Like I've been enjoying Ace Austin and Chris Bay so much. They're a wonderful tag team together. I don't know. I would obviously lose my mind. If Subculture win, but I would love it if they do. But
I was wrong. Joel's not going. I don't get to listen to In the Weeds in the morning, so. But gotcha. Okay. Well, that sucks. So we agree on that one. Nick Aldis versus Kenny King.
Obviously Nick Aldis is. is winning this match, but it's going to be a pretty good match if they do give it time.
Yeah, definitely.
First pay-per-view match for Nick Aldis ever since he's back in Impact. So
yeah,
really, right? Yeah. Like yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's been in the ring. So I kind of wonder, like he made it sound like from what I remember hearing, he didn't sign a full contract with Impact. It might just be a temporary deal. So depending on how long that is, I'm kind of curious to see if he goes over. I mean, I think it really depends. I mean, he wrestled recently like at a house show, but I'm talking like on a pay-per-view. I'm looking here and the last time he wrestled, he wrestled at NW or the AAA show in December. So I'm just kind of curious because I haven't seen him in a while. Other than Impact, he was on Impact against Sheldon Jean, I think. So, but yeah, it's been a while. So we'll have to see what goes on. But if it's a temporary deal, I can definitely see Kenny King getting the victory. Like if it's
they haven't done anything with Kenny King ever since Honor No More stopped being a thing.
Yeah, that's true. So
Kenny King is an amazing in-ring competitor. They haven't done anything with him like at all.
Yeah.
Why isn't Kenny King fighting Steve Maclin? I want to see that match.
Yeah, I'd see that. I'd watch it. But yeah, in the long run, Nick Aldis is going to get this victory. I mean, I don't see him losing it. I think he'd be nuts to think if he's coming in, he's not going to lose one match.
Yeah.
Coming in, I just don't see that happening. So we agree on that one. Trinity versus Savannah Evans. This is probably the easiest one to pick out of the whole damn card. Trinity.
Of course, it's going to be Trinity. The ring rust is gone. It's non-existent. I'm so happy for this match. Can't wait.
Yeah. Rich Swann Rich Swann, Sammy Callahan, and
a mystery partner.
Yeah, mystery partner versus The Design with Diener, Angels, and Khan.
Who do you think is? I have no idea who the mystery partner is.
I don't either. Do you think it's somebody from AEW?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I don't know. Like they do. They. I don't know. That's the thing. I have no clue.
What if it's Stu Grayson? And him versus Allen Angels?
Well, that'd be kind of cool. But no, yeah. It's not going to be anybody from AEW because, they have Double or Nothing. And
of course. Yeah, but
Rampage tonight.
It can be. So, is Rampage live?
Was it? No, they recorded it. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah. So it can be someone who's not on the card.
I think they recorded it. Somebody tell us if they recorded. So
I don't think it's a live show. I
wouldn't really think so.
That.
But
I think Rich Swann and Sami Callihan are going over it. But it really depends on. I will never root against Sami Callihan ever. It depends on who the mystery partner is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. You guys tell us who you think is going to be the mystery partner. Night. Yeah. It was recorded.
Yeah.
I really have no idea who it could be. I mean, that's the easiest way to put it, I guess. I mean,
I thought that they were going to announce that last night when they were beating up Rich Swann and Sami Callihan. And I was like, come on, watching on my phone while I'm working. I'm like, come on. Damn it.
Yeah. You know, if Eric Young wasn't signed with WWE, that's probably who I would guess. But
yeah, sure, but like he signed.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
backstage.
I
mean, also, they're in Canada, so probably some, you know, Bret Hart.
Hey, that would be amazing to me.
Yeah, an Impact, sure. I don't know.
But, yeah. So next we have. The number one contender for the Impact World Championship, you have Alex Shelley taking on Eddie Edwards, Frankie Kazarian, Jonathan Gresham, Moose, and Yuyu Yamura. This is a six-way match, and it's going to be fantastic, this match. You know, I talked about how the tag team match could steal the show. This one obviously could steal the show, you know.
Yeah.
So, Alex Shelley, Jonathan Gresham.
Who do you think wins here?
Well, I want Jonathan Gresham to win because I would love to watch Jonathan Gresham. Anytime I can watch Jonathan Gresham in a match, I will take it. I think him and Steve Maclin would have a great rivalry if they let him. They could have a great rivalry. But I could totally see Frank.
Why do you not say that word again?
Rivalry. I just have a hard time with it. I don't know. It's weird. It's just one of the words I have a hard time with.
I know. I think it's going to be Frankie Kazarian. Like, they did that whole thing with his interviews, like, for how many weeks in a row?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But, like, it must be him. By the way, please don't block me on Twitter, Frankie.
Yeah, that's what it should be. And if he wins, the only way he gets the number one contender is he has to unblock you as well.
Yeah, I have no idea why. I love the guy so much. Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's Frankie Kazarian, but this match is going to hum so much. Any match with Jonathan Gresham and Alex Shelley. Jesus. I mean, Alex Shelley has been getting pretty awesome matches, by the way.
Petty Williams. I know you meant Petey Williams, but I actually like Petty Williams more.
Petty Williams is better.
I do like that, though. I would love Petey Williams to come in there. But, he's going to be busy in Saudi Arabia more than likely.
Yeah, so probably Frankie Kazarian. I'm betting on Frankie.
Yeah. The Impact X Division Championship, Trey Miguel defending his title against Chris Sabin. Woo.
You know, I'm going all in. Chris Sabin takes the title from Trey Miguel.
Yeah, you are going to all in. Anyways, Chris Sabin.
So send me money, guys.
There you go, Ryan. How do you like them apples? I got you. No.
Bastards.
Yeah. You know, every time I pick against Trey Miguel, he wins. So I'm picking Trey Miguel to win.
I don't know. I'm growing really, really tired of that awful, awful gray paint on the X Division, and I just think it lost its spark ever since he did that. I hate the X Division title with that green thing.
Corey says Colby Carino could be the mystery partner. I could see that would be interesting.
This is so great because I have no idea who that is.
Steve Carino's kid from ECW back in the day. That's what he's. But he's a hell of an independent wrestler.
I meant I have no idea who the mystery partner is.
Oh, that's Rob, okay.
Thank you for the explanation, Jesus.
Well, you're welcome. Well, that's what I thought. Nah.
Yes, mansplaining in the middle of an
episode. No.
That
was not mansplaining. I thought that's what you were asking when you said, I had no idea. I just said, blah, 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 blah.
I know. Yeah. Calm down. Yes. it sucks, right? Calm down.
I'm going to eat your cheesecake. Wow.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I'm quitting. I just did my invoice, by the way. I'm going to send it to Sean and send him, hi, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, in the notes section, Rob.
Rob. So, please, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin. I just need to see Chris Sabin holding the title. They were robbed of those tag team championships. So, yes, please, Chris Sabin for the win here. It's time. I hate that X Division championship with that green X on top. Just freaking hate it. I'm sorry. I tried not to.
The Rob hates women narrative happened to me last night with Kate. You're done for, Rob. No, I don't hate women. I absolutely adore them.
We love you, Kyle.
I adore women.
Everything you say after that is going to make it worse. So just let's move on.
I am used to making things worse, so that makes sense.
Move on. The last chance match for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. Deonna Purrazza and Jordynne Grace. This is a hard one. This is legitimately a really, really hard one. I love both these women. I hate the fact that it's a last chance match because I just want them to fight forever. But I do feel like Jordynne Grace will retain. And I just want...
You mean Deonna retains?
What did I say? Did I say Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Deonna will retain, and I really want to see Jordynne Grace move on and she be the one to dethrone Steve Maclin. I don't care. Like,
no,
she
I don't. I just...
is such a beast. She's a juggernaut. I want her with that championship. I don't care. I really don't.
She's amazing. She's one of my favorite wrestlers.
She's such an inspiration.
When I made the original thumbnail this week, like I had her in there. I had MJF and who else? I think I had Roman and what's his name? Damn it!
Solo Sikoa?
Thank you, Solo. I was like, I almost said his dad's name. That's why I was like, that's not right. That's not Rikishi.
It's okay.
It's my first day. Let me be. Yeah, I got
Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah, I like Deonna in this. But the thing is, more importantly, when these two are in the ring, the fans are the one that win.
Oh yes, yes.
I mean that's who wins right there. So
I mean the thing is, I don't give a flying hoot, for Rampage and SmackDown tonight. When I wake up tomorrow before work, I'm watching Under Siege.
Good Steven Seagal movie. It's actually not, but Erica Leniak, she jumps out of a cake. You should. That's a good part if you ever want to watch an action movie. It's called Under Siege with Steven Seagal. It's really not that great of a movie, but
I love Steven Seagal. There are zero. Wow. There are zero good movies with.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like when I was a kid, that's what I should have phrased. When I was a kid, I thought they were all freaking great.
No, they suck. All of them suck.
Yeah,
but like he's funny and ridiculously like great and hilarious to watch. But there is no good Steven Seagal movie.
Great and okay. Well, we're going way off topic. But
no, I'm not saying that he's a good actor. He's just funny.
Yeah, okay.
He's ridiculously funny to me every time. He looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there are zero good Steven Seagal movies. Zero.
I liked Exit Wounds a lot when I was like 17. That was cool with him and DMX. X gonna give it to you. So there you go. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
Deonna wins. Better off if we curse.
Yeah, I'm starting to think so. Sean, can we get a pass, please?
Sean, please.
Oh, God. Impact Media Championship. Joe Hendry defending his title against Dirty Dango.
I think it's time Dirty Dango wins.
All right.
This doesn't mean I don't want, it doesn't mean that I don't like Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. But it's just, come on. All the references to the, the Fashion Files, just give me that, please. So great. And his promo last night, with him and his biceps. This is hilarious. I want that. Yeah. I just, give me that all the time. I love this. This is one of the funniest things on Impact right now.
You know what my dream would be for this? Is if Tyler Breeze would help him get the win.
Yes,
it's like just a one-time appearance.
And just break someone's neck.
Yeah, just something like that, just to help Dirty get the title. That would pop me because I'm a huge
mark
for Tyler Breeze. I will cry. He there was a period of time where I would not.
Wasted him on the main roster.
Well, there was a period of time where like I wasn't going to WWE shows because I was just kind of like I was watching WWE, but I wasn't going to them. When it was announced that he was doing a house show tour with NXT and he was going to be on that tour. I went because I'm like, I'm going to see Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt. So
it's incredible. Yeah. But I hope Dirty Dango wins. Nothing against Joe Hendry, but just...
yeah. Oh no. I like this match is one of those where either way, like mm-hmm. I'm fine with who wins. Cause yeah, I like Dirty and I like Dirty Dango and I do like it dirty. And I like Joe Hendry because I believe in him.
This is you need to clap after that.
Like a seal.
It's better if you curse.
Yeah, I'm starting to get
this. The last match we have is the no DQ match between Steve Maclin and PCO for the Impact World Championship. Steve Maclin is going to win. Steve... Steve Macklin's going to win here. This is actually a really easy one. It's going to be an entertaining match to watch.
Yeah. Steve Macklin gets the victory. I mean, this is probably the second easiest match to call.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's Impact Under Siege tonight. Live from, I think it, they're in Canada. I think they're in Toronto.
London, Ontario.
Oh, Canada. That's it. London, Ontario, Canada. So, yeah, Under Siege tonight. It's going to be a good show, I believe.
And Joe Hendry. Come on, let's move on because yeah. I'm going to do this all night.
WWE Night of Champions, live from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. Maggie, which match here are you looking forward to the most? I think I already know, but I have to ask you because not everybody might know.
Well, obviously, it's going to be, you know, Cody Rhodes. No, I'm kidding. It's Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. It's going to be a really interesting weekend, Rob, because on paper, all these matches, all the pay-per-views, secretly, I think that Under Siege is going to be, the best pay-per-view for the weekend. On paper, not both Night of Champions and Double or Nothing have amazing matches on them. But, I have a lot of questions about a lot of them. AJ Styles basically said in the interview, yeah, it is a secondary championship. And I'm like, well, good luck. Because you're still not winning that. But, of course, it's up to them to prove to everyone that it's not a secondary title. After they one of them wins it, and it's going to be Seth Rollins, obviously. And the match is going to be absolutely amazing. Do you think it main events? Because Brock Lesnar's on that pay-per-view.
I think it should main event because it's a title match. The pay-per-view is Night of Champions. But, I mean, you could also go with the Kevin Owens and Bloodline match. I mean, has Roman, and this is because my memory sucks, but has Roman Reigns not main evented a pay-per-view since he's been a champ? Like, even a champ at all?
This is a crappy question because I obviously don't know the answer to that. Because my mind is so amazing.
Yeah,
I know. People in the chat, if some of you.
Yeah, and I'm talking pay-per-view because I don't care about the TV show.
No, of course, pay-per-view. Yeah. You mean pay-per-views. He hasn't attended more than, 60% of shows.
Yeah, MJF's wrestled more than him this year.
Which is great. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through the pay-per-view. We have Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus.
I got Trish winning this.
I can see Becky Lynch winning here and then Trish Stratus costing her the Money in the Bank briefcase just so they can have another match at SummerSlam.
There you go. I can see that, but I think Trish gets the victory here.
I can see that as well. But how WWE sometimes stretch things out more than they need to.
They do that?
Yeah, for some things, and for other things, they just don't do it at all, or like that, and it's over. It's really weird. And I personally haven't been a fan of this feud, and it's crazy because it's Becky and Trish. I don't know what to say here. I have no explanation as to why, but it's just... It's been kind of weird. And by the way, kudos to Becky because, first of all, her glasses, one of the best things I've seen this year. They're so great. because Seth isn't there, basically, and she needs to pick up the slack in, fashion game. during that segment with that, you know, signing of the contract, I just, why isn't Becky the biggest thing in wrestling? Because she is so great. She did, like, the only excitement I have for this match is because of this segment and because of Becky. I don't know. I'm probably kind of biased because I am not used to seeing a heel Trish Stratus at all. Because, like, I didn't see her when she was a heel in WWE back in the day. I stopped watching. Not because Trish was heel, because other stuff. Maybe it's that, or maybe when you're in a promo war against Becky, you're not going to win that. Like, you're just... and also, I'm biased because it's Becky Lynch, and, you know, I'm a big mark for Becky.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I can see Becky winning here, just so you know. But on the other hand, Trish can win here, and Becky can win Money in the Bank, because Becky has said on multiple interviews that she really wants that Money in the Bank briefcase, because this is literally the only thing she hasn't done when you think about it. Or maybe she can go back to NXT and win that women's championship, because it's also something she never won.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing she did was, I mean, the last time she won the Money in the Bank, she pretty much handed it over to Asuka. So.
No, Asuka won it.
No, she gave it to Asuka because she announced her pregnancy.
No, Asuka won it. And on the other night, Becky put her championship belt in the
Money. Oh, was that it? You're right. Oh. I forgot. You're right. I thought that's what it was. I thought she just gave her the title.
No, Becky Lynch has never won Money in the Bank.
I know.
I
know.
Literally never won.
Once you said that, I got it. I realized I was wrong. First time this year I've been wrong. Damn.
Yeah. It wasn't a nice pace. So I can see both things happening, but you're probably right, because I do believe that Becky Lynch is winning Money in the Bank. Also, it's in London.
Yeah.
Imagine the pop when Becky wins that championship.
Yep.
I'm kind of jealous I'm not going there. But I'm going to Wembley, so.
There you go.
I'm never going to shut up about this.
Why? You shouldn't either. Why would you? I wouldn't blame you. Hey, keep up the great work. OC for AEW champ.
No. No, 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 no.
Well, that wasn't me. That was Eric.
No,
thank
no,
you,
no,
Eric,
Eric,
for the super chat.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you for supporting us, but no. No.
So.
Moving on.
Yeah.
WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. We have Rhea, what?
I was going to ask, do you think Lita gets involved in this match at all? Do you think we see her this weekend?
Well.
And I didn't answer. Or I did answer. I think Trish gets a win.
I mean, she should. Lita literally should get involved.
Yeah. I like that answer, but.
Why is the chat so mean tonight?
It's Friday. They got the extra day. Well, most, I would assume a lot of them do have the extra Memorial Days this Monday here in the States.
You guys are weird. You always have such big holiday weekends and we never do. You guys are weird. I hate you guys. You guys are assholes.
You guys.
Can I say that? No, it's gonna be the only one. Okay, I'm just singing a song. Especially
we'll just tell YouTube you were singing a song, so we should be.
I was singing a song, which is probably copyrighted.
No, you can sing, like, that's fine. Like, yeah,
I don't think I can. I knew that I was gonna F up at some point, so there you go.
Oh, that's okay.
Lita should get involved, actually. She should, but I don't think, I don't know, maybe if it's not here, probably it's going to be, at what point does this joke get old?
I don't think it will. For Ryan, it won't, at least, is what I mean.
Okay. Just FYI, this whole thing started from Cass, so
that's good. Super.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lita should get involved. You keep distracting me. Lita should get involved, but if she doesn't, I suppose she can get involved in on Monday Night Raw. Where is Monday Night Raw this Monday?
They are in. They are in.
Okay, that's a tough question to ask. So while you're checking, let me just move on real quickly. SmackDown Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley against Natalya. This, I think, is the easiest thing.
I think they're in New York, not Madison Square Garden, but I'm looking. Syracuse, maybe? No, Albany, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe there. Maybe there Lita comes back and confronts Trish. So next up we have Rhea Ripley and Natalya. Again, I feel like this is the easiest one here. Apart from Gunther and Mustafa Ali, but we're going to talk about that after. Rhea Ripley will win, absolutely. Natalya was she the first woman in WWE to fight? Yeah, with Lacey Evans, right?
Yeah, I think it was Lacey Evans.
Yeah, Lacey Evans and Natalya. So this is a nice throwback. I'm looking forward to see what Rhea Ripley wears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course Rhea Ripley retains here.
Yeah. So Rhea Ripley. I mean, this is no questions about it. You know what I mean? No questions about it. Moving on. WWE Raw, WWE Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Mustafa Ali.
Pro Mustafa Ali. Jeez.
You want Ali?
I said poor Mustafa Ali.
Oh, poor. Okay, I thought you said pro.
Jesus. Like, Mustafa Ali is not dethroning Gunther whatsoever. Gunther is going to break Honky Tonk's record. I suppose, and that's fine. At this point, I have no idea. I so wanted it to be Sheamus. If they fight at Money in the Bank, at what point does Gunther break the record?
Well, when
is it before or after Money in the Bank? Money in the Bank is in July.
Okay, well, let's look here while you continue to talk.
Yes, thank you. Because if Gunther breaks that record before Money in the Bank, I kind of feel like they can have Gunther versus Sheamus at Money in the Bank in London, the O2 Arena, and imagine the huge pop if Sheamus beats Gunther there and he gets to dethrone him. Just imagine that. I would love this so much. But Gunther retains here. Mustafa Ali is gonna. I hope that he gets to show what he can do in the ring. I mean, who better than Gunther as a dance partner? So it's gonna be an awesome match for that. Have you found anything?
Yeah, he has to be. So Gunther has to hold the title until November 9th, 2023.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You don't think they'll keep that title on him?
Oh, yeah, they will. Break the record. But, like, I meant that he wasn't, you know, going to have that. They still can fight.
Yeah. And this is what I hope they do. I really do. I hope they make Ali look really good. That's what I want.
That's what I said. Who better than Gunther as a dance partner? Because Gunther always beats those people, you know, in the ring. But like, he makes them look so good and they look amazing in defeat. So, again.
A little frantic. But as we move on, WWE Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair taking on Asuka.
This is a tough one.
You think it is?
Yeah. This is a tough one because how many times can you have Asuka lose?
That's a good point.
If she loses here, like, what are you doing with her? I don't know. She lost at WrestleMania and she disappeared and then she reappeared again in the title picture.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's a question for the ages. But I got Bianca winning.
Well, I'm going to bet on Bianca as well, but not because I don't like Asuka. And they keep giving her the same thing, that stupid miss. Like, it's they build that whole WrestleMania match around that miss. And now they're doing it again. Like, it's kind of so, you know, frustrating. Do you see them putting the title on Asuka and then Bianca wins it again?
I don't. Not because Bianca's... Well, Bianca's SmackDown now. Asuka's SmackDown, right? Or
yeah, Asuka's... that's the other thing. That's the other thing. They still have... Like, what are we doing? SmackDown Women's Champion on Raw and the Raw Women's Champion on SmackDown. They haven't addressed this whatsoever at all. Like, they've said nothing about this. It's kind of pissing me off. Shocking.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But I got Bianca winning. Sounds like you got Bianca winning.
Yeah.
We move on to the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defending their titles against the Bloodlines, Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
I have Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
Wow. Maniacal laugh for the win.
I don't care.
You want to watch the world burn, don't you?
I want to have everything burn. Burn them all.
Bloodline wins. That's the thing. Like, I've been like.
Get in there.
Wow. That's good stuff, pal.
I'm obviously, you know, I know they're not going to win. Come on, the Usos are going to get involved. They're going to cost the Bloodline. This is exactly what's going to happen. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to retain, and the Usos are going to cost the Bloodline. And then after that, they're going to have that, you know, entire, you know, blowout for the Bloodline. But imagine for a split second, the outrage.
I know. I would like to record Twitter for just a little bit.
I'm gonna love this.
Like, that was like one of my favorite moments in Fightful history. There's a few, obviously, after WWE premium live events and back in the day pay-per-views, but the one obviously that was like one of the best ones was when Bray lost to Goldberg in Saudi Arabia, and the other one was when Bray lost to Seth Rollins and Hell in a Cell. Those were two of the classics. Just because of the way people
did. Absolutely, yes, the chat.
just for the pure comedy of what was going
on. Yeah, I know. The thing is, I will be moderating the post show, you know, after Night of Champions, so that's I'm gonna have so much fun. I'm gonna troll everyone. Are you kidding me? Yes. Go in, Roman! Win that thing!
You're going to stay out for that, huh? Cool.
What do you mean stay? Like, it's at 8 p.m. my time.
Oh, okay. I just figured it was... Like,
Saudi shows are the only shows I can watch, you know, at a reasonable time for me. Of course I'm going to watch it.
Okay. No, that's cool. I just was not expecting that.
I always watch the Saudi shows.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I just, for whatever reason, I was not expecting that. I don't know why. I even know this. I knew it when you said it. I was just, I drew a blank. Just leave me alone. I'm struggling.
Okay.
It's my first day again.
I know. It's fine. Yes. Cody Rhodes. Ready. Please.
Okay. Yeah. I got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn winning.
Of course. Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. They, WWE did their little thing today in their press conference saying Cody Rhodes broke his arm, blah, blah, blah. This match is still going to happen. Cody Rhodes is going to get the victory.
I hope not.
I I'm just going based on WWE history and booking. I don't know how the hell they're going to do
it. Yes, and WWE history and WWE booking tells you that Brock Lesnar is going to beat the crap out of him in, you know, in 1 minute, and then they're going to have a rubber match. Because, by the way, they still have not told us why the hell does Brock Lesnar not like Cody? Why did he attack him? So there's a lot of things to come from here. Triple H may turn out to be, you know, the one who made...
Yeah, Sean made that point the other night, and that's what I was thinking as well. Like,
yeah, man. Sure. But also the other thing, which I know is not going to happen because he's on a different brand, that, you know, Triple H is encouraging Cody so much. Yes, you have to win, like, adversity and everything, and, you know. And then Brock Lesnar wins and Cody is left to pick up everything, you know, the pieces and everything. And then Triple H comes out with Karrion Kross and Karrion Kross kicks the crap out of Cody Rhodes. Because Karrion Kross is his boy, come on.
Yeah.
I wish, but like...
That's funny. Super Soupy with a very generous super chat. Thank you, my friend. You made it farther than I thought. Minute 43 was quite good. It was. We made it almost half the show, which is incredible.
Almost half the show. Thank you. I deserve a cookie.
Or cheesecake.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You're such a gem for reminding me throughout the
interview. Well, I'm just trying to be nice to say, like, hey, your boss is a meanie. I almost went somewhere else with that.
Yeah, it's...
a meanie.
Well, you have to screw up, you know, at least once on the show, so it's not just me.
I'll try not to.
Damn it, you're no fun. Yeah, so I got Brock Lesnar winning here. I'm sure the Triple H is gonna be Daniel Bryan all over again. You know. Triple H was rooting for him, and then, you know, that's why, because Randy Orton was Triple H's guy. And that's why I think that now Karrion Kross is going to be, you know.
Got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not what I want. I'm just saying it's probably what's going to happen.
Well, I think Karrion Kross is starting to...
with AJ Styles, yeah. I know. This was a weird way to say that AJ Styles is not winning the championship, by the way.
Yeah.
So Brock Lesnar wins in my book.
Okay. Well, so the match we're both looking forward to the most, World Heavyweight Championship. Seth freaking Rollins taking on AJ Styles. This match, I hope they give him time. I really do. Give him like 17.
I also hope it's good. It's the main event, please.
Yeah, let him just go.
Please, the main event.
Let him kill it.
Just leave it up to them. No funny business. Nothing. Like, no one gets involved. No Karrion Kross, please.
I don't think please you have don't to do, worry like, about
don't,
that.
Don't get involved. But why is he there, then? Tell me, why is he there, then?
Karrion Kross is there? Yeah. Oh, in Saudi Arabia? Oh, no, yeah. I did not know that.
Tell me, why is he there, then? If he's not getting involved in that.
Because he can be anywhere he wants to be. He's Karrion Kross. I got nothing. I have no answer for that because I didn't know he was there. So
I saw a photo. He's there.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
That's probably what's gonna happen. So it's it's gonna suck.
No, I know. I'm just like thinking. I'm like, well, that basically tells me that. I mean, obviously, Seth is gonna win. I mean, I already figured Seth was gonna win, but
I know. I just want it to be a great competitive match. The one match that AJ Styles isn't going to be able to give us for a long time ahead.
Probably.
And I just, come on, like, just give it to me. Like, give me a really... I saw that. I need it so bad. Give it to me. I really want it so much. Please. Please.
You are just doing this on purpose now. But
I
whatever.
Okay.
I'm, like, going to clip that and then put, like, Pedro Pascal, Tom Hardy, and Wardlow, and Matt Taven, and
Matt Taven with his pin last night.
Yeah, that was like Bond. It's like Chris said.
Ricky Bonney said it. He did that for the ladies. I'm a lady.
Yeah, he did that for you for sure.
Yeah,
that was like dedicated.
Next time, tag me in. Jesus. So that was Night of Champions. It's gonna be really fun because of this match. Please, no shenanigans, please, and thank you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Moving on. Here we go. So let's do this.
Did you just hum a Christmas song?
Yep. I don't know why.
This is so weird. It's basically summer outside, but that's a totally different situation. Guys, really quick, I want you were you able to upload the photos of the kitty?
I believe so. Let me double check. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are just the kids. This is so pretty. When Rob uploads finally the photo, you guys are gonna see those are photos of a newborn litter of critically endangered Scottish wildcat kitties. Look at the look how big their piggy little heads are, and like the eyes, and they're situated in the middle with that nose. I'm sorry for the audio listeners. That was not fun. So, there are basically five new kittens in those adorable Scottish wildcat cats. They're basically endangered because a lot of them are breeds from domestic cats. And, the clear breed was really endangered because, there were no original one. This is a crappy way of saying it, but original ones is the only way I can basically say it. But now there are five more, and I hope that somewhere someone, gives birth to other five just so they don't, have babies with each other because ew. but I know that's not that big of a problem in animal life. But that's fine. Just look at the pretty blue eyes and everything. And their ears. I love cats. Okay, if I weren't such a neat freak, I would have had like 15 cats already. Like I do not have, I've had cats a lot in my life, and now I'm just enjoying my clean clothes without any fur on them.
Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, okay, we have half an hour. Let's go quickly through Battleground. NXT Tag Team Championship match, Gallus versus the Creed Brothers. I think that this is the time that the Creed Brothers actually win those championships. This hurts to say, but they have done nothing with Gallus, and they have given zero purpose for the audience to root for Gallus. And I didn't mean that they made them heel. I don't care if they're heel, but like they've given them zero personality outside of them being Scottish and drinking beer and playing pool. That's not enough. Everyone can see that they're amazing in the ring. God help me, I know, because they were the flag tag team in NXT UK. I miss NXT UK so much. The Creed Brothers win here.
I think the Creed Brothers will win as well. I would actually like to see Gallus called up. I think those guys are ready.
Why call them up when they haven't even made it on NXT?
That's the thing. They can go. Like they can do their job. They're good wrestlers. They've already proven to me on camera that they
can. What is happening with Zoe Stark right now?
Well, that's true.
Oh, well, hell, damn it. Never mind. I don't, that's the thing. I don't like NXT aggravates me.
they give zero personality to the majority of their talent. They're amazing in-ring competitors, yet they have no story to tell.
I want them to go back to Full Sail so bad because I can't stand the regular crowd at.
I can't stand the commentary, but that's a different story. Yeah, let's move on. Last Man Standing. Who do you have winning here? The Creed Brothers, you said?
Yeah, Creed Brothers win the tag team titles.
So, Last Man Standing match between Ilya Dragunov and Dijak. This is one of the matches I'm looking forward to. This match is going to hump so much. I have Ilya Dragunov winning here.
Oh, that's who I have winning. The unfortunate thing is I think Dijak's do a win, which I don't like.
Yeah, I'll be fine, but like, I'm biased for Ilya.
Oh, I know, I am too.
I'm biased. Eastern European stuff. It's just we have to,
Yeah, no, I get it.
Support each other. but I hope Ilya wins. I will not be disappointed if Dijak wins because he's so great. He hasn't won a lot. At all, probably. And if Dijak wins, he can challenge Carmelo Hayes after that. Because I don't want Ilya Dragunov to lose. I want him to be the next champion.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
To hold that. So next up we have Wesley versus Tyler Bate versus Joe Gacy, which is the triple threat for the NXT North American Championship. This is a weird one. I think Wesley loses his championship, but probably to Joe Gacy because of one thing. At the end of that segment this week, they showed Joe Gacy holding that championship, and tell me, didn't that look really, really great?
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked so great with that championship. I think that he wins. I will always want for Tyler Bate. Yeah, yes, Joel. This is why he's not going to Under Siege.
Yeah, he's traveling.
He's going to win that.
Or Massachusetts.
Joe Pearl Gacy. Yes. I will always hope that Tyler Bate wins gold all the time. But I feel like Wesley and Tyler Bate have a story together, a weird story together. I don't want Tyler Bate to be a heel, but they have done nothing with him, with his personality, which was, again, one of the issues that I have, because he's basically the good guy with the really, really hot accent, which, has made, does yoga backstage and stuff. Like, what the heck? NXT UK was an hour show. And he had more personality on that one-hour show than he has on a two-hour NXT episode. This sucks. So I have Joe Gacy winning here.
I want Tyler Bate to win, but
Tyler Bate.
I think Wesley retains. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going with. We move on to the NXT Heritage Cup. Noam Dar
versus Dragon Lee. I feel like Dragon Lee will win here.
Yep.
Noam Dar calls himself the longest reigning NXT Heritage Cup. No. I think I screwed that accent up. I'm sorry if that offended someone. So he calls himself the longest reigning Heritage Cup holder. NXT UK was the thing for months. That doesn't count. that does not count. Jesus. Guys, if you haven't seen a Heritage Cup match before, you're in for a treat because those sorts of matches are exciting to watch. Of course, it's up to, to the competitors to make it even more exciting. But it's really fast-paced. And you're on your toes for the entire time because they're separate seven rounds that which you have to go through. if you're not familiar with Heritage Cup rules, you're in for a treat. Dragon Lee wins, hopefully.
Yeah, Dragon Lee here. We're gonna go through these rather quickly so we can get to AEW. Tournament final for the big NXT Women's Championship. Lila Valkyrie. Valkyrie? Jesus. First, Tiffany Stratton. I got Tiffany Stratton winning this.
It's of course she's winning. Imagine if not Tiffany doesn't win this match. I'm going to have a tizzy fit. I'm going to tell my daddy, Pedro there Pascal. I'm going to tell Pedro Pascal.
Your internet daddy. Okay. I'm your whatever daddy. NXT Championship. Carmelo Hayes defending his title against Braun Breaker.
Carmelo Hayes, obviously. Jesus.
This is what I want to happen. Let me tell you what I want to happen. This is the only way I want this to happen. If this is what I want to happen, because this is...
Say want one more want. Time.
This is what I want to happen. Braun Breaker wins, but that's only because Carmelo Hayes goes up and he can participate in the Money in the Bank match. That's what I want more than anything in life.
I don't want him in that Money in the Bank match if he's not winning.
Oh, that's a good point, too. I didn't think of that. Damn it. Never mind. You just have
Carmelo Hayes needs to win each and every championship simultaneously. Oh, look, the Money in the Bank briefcase, and he opens it up, and there's, you know, the 24/7 championship, you know, and everything.
You just had to ruin my moment. You had to make sense. You just had to make it make sense. I didn't think it through, which is normal. I didn't think it through.
It's okay.
King of Carmelo Hayes. Yeah, Carmelo Hayes wins. Damn it. We move on to AEW Double or Nothing in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. Or no,
Paradise, actually, Nevada. Paradise
at the T-Mobile Arena, I think.
Yeah, it's a suburb in Las Vegas.
Yep, suburb.
Listen to the Eastern European who's never been to the States.
Yeah, I know. It's cool that you know more than me on this. You know, let's just do this. 6-man tag team match. If Hardy Party wins, Matt Hardy will own Ethan Page's contract.
So it's obviously going to happen.
Yeah. Ethan Page and the gun taking on in the Hardy Party with Isaiah Cassidy, Jeff Hardy, and Matt Hardy. Jeff Hardy returns to the actual ring for the first time in over a year, right?
Yeah. So, obviously, the Hardy Party is going to win. Obviously.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So
we have unsanctioned match between Adam Cole and Chris Jericho. Why the hell is Sabu here? Please tell me. I know he lives there, but why?
Sabu, basically, from what Tony Khan made it sound, is the first, was it main event? Or it wasn't main event, but one of his favorite matches that he saw live was Chris Jericho versus Sabu at an ECW show. And I think that's why he's doing it.
Okay.
And the thing is,
it's weird.
It's weird. The one thing I'll say is the other night, like I tweeted out, like I was a huge mark for Sabu back in the day. I didn't know like about what he said, and I didn't like recently. So, the way I felt about him, like I grew up, I just liked watching him. That I can't take back, obviously, but I have no use for the man anymore. So, it is what it is. So I don't get it. I think it's... that'd be me.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
I'm going to move on from it because I think there's some hypocrisy in play here. So I'm going to move on. So Adam Cole versus Chris Jericho. Adam Cole, baby.
Okay, so... Both can lose here because it's an unsanctioned match. I feel like Chris Jericho will win this match because you cannot have Chris Jericho lose so much because he's been losing a lot lately. I feel like Chris Jericho wins this match, and the only reason why Adam Cole gets to challenge MJF later on for that championship, it was because it was an unsanctioned match and it's not on his record.
Yeah. That's a good point. I like that idea.
I don't because I don't want to see Chris Jericho beat Adam Cole. I really don't. I don't need that.
No, I think Adam Cole wins.
I think that Chris Jericho will win because because it's
I get that.
I hope Adam Cole wins because it's it's Adam Cole.
We have a super chat from Chris, our good friend Chris. If I can just get to it, there it is. You're gonna have to read this.
I really don't want to.
Well, I'll copy and paste it. And...
No, he said, "Happy birthday, Magdalena. I love you."
Oh. Tomorrow
it's not my birthday. It's not my birthday, guys. Please, thank you, Chris. I love you so much. Please, guys, please pretend you've never seen the super chat. It's not my birthday. I hate my birthday. It's not
her birthday yet.
Yeah. Please, everyone, ignore it. Chris, I love you. Thank you. Also, it's in Bulgaria, by the way. This is Bulgaria.
Well, no, I know. Like, I could have tried, but we'd be here for tomorrow. So.
I know. Well, please, no one mention my birthday ever again. So we have the TBS Championship. Jade Cargill versus Taya Valkyrie. Jade wins. Mm-hmm. I don't think Taya is the one to dethrone her. I hope this match is better than the first one. No, you can't. Please, Ryan, no. Please stop talking about my birthday. Yes, Jade wins. So what I was saying, because I wasn't a fan of the first one because all the shenanigans. You're banned from using this move that only I use, but only others for eons have used before me. I'm totally not a fan of that. Jade wins here.
Yep, Jade Cargill. There's no doubt about it. We get another super chat from our good friend Ryan Sullivan. He says, "This is for tomorrow. Happy normal Saturday with nothing special going on." Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
This is a lovely way of saying that. Yes, it is normal Saturday. Like, everyone should do normal things. Nothing abnormal whatsoever. Please, thank you. Can we move on?
Yep, 21 man blackjack battle royal for AEW International Championship ladder match, or excuse me, International Championship, not a ladder match.
Yes, Orange Cassidy. Yes, he will. Yep. Yeah, he will probably win this match and then lose his next defense.
Yeah, you say that. I think you said that, when did you say that? Last week? That he would...
I don't remember.
Yeah, you said he'd win and then, lose it, in his next match. I think that was you. Or maybe you told me in a DM. I don't know. I can't remember. But I thought I heard you say that.
To Miro, by the way.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this is his title. It's his time.
It's his time.
Just time now. Have him come out. And, just confront him after the match. Be one of the only one, aside from that 20 goons who raced to TK's office, to be in this match. Apart from Renee. Renee, what if Renee was in this match? Renee was going to win.
I would love
Renee,
that.
If you didn't want to be in the Smash, do you? Nah, pass. Renee and Orange Cassidy have been so great together, by the way.
Ladder match for the AEW, or who do you, so you have Orange Cassidy winning? I have Orange Cassidy winning. So, AEW World Tag Team, or excuse me, ladder match for the AEW TNT Championship. Wardlow taking on Christian Cage. Who you got?
Christian Cage should win.
What is with you? You were picking maniacal laugh. There we go.
Okay. Listen, Christian Cage should win. He should win this match. He really, really should. Wardlow has not been working with that championship at all.
You just want him working you. That's all.
Wow.
Why am I wrong?
Where's the line?
Yeah, see? Where's the line?
Where's the line?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that. Wardlow, sweetie, I love you. But you gotta, put in the work somewhere else. So I think Wardlow loses here. Christian Cage. Imagine a slimy Christian Cage with a turtleneck and that champion. It's gonna be so great. I feel like Christian Cage would win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I you know what? I'm sticking with Wardlow. I think he wins. I'm probably wrong.
I'll be fine with that.
I gotta stick with my brother. I mean, I gotta stick with Wardlow.
Wardlow.
AEW World Tag Team Championship with Mark Briscoe serving as a special guest referee. FTR defending their titles against Mr. Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
This is a weird, weird storyline.
Yeah.
Because they made Mark Briscoe look like a dud. I love this word.
You're not wrong. So
that's why I say it like that. Yeah. Mark Briscoe is basically the one who doesn't watch the product.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to pile drive their friends every once in a while with alcohol in their eyes? Is this just me? Yeah. I will pile drive my friends even if I didn't. Does that sound sexual?
That's where I went with it, but go ahead.
I'm not even trying.
I know.
Hopefully FTR win this, because if Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal somehow win those championships, what? No. Not the day after the normal Saturday, okay? Not on this day. Please, no. FTR retain, hopefully.
Yeah, I think FTR gets the victory here. I think FTR gets a win. I don't know how they're gonna play this out, but I think she gets the victory. So there you go.
Next up, we have the AEW Women's World Championship: Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm. I feel like Jamie Hayter will lose her championship.
That's a dog at your place this time.
Yeah, it's outside.
Jamie,
because
Hader.
My window is open because it's so freaking hot lately. And it's open. I'm sorry for the dog. Keep quiet.
You're sorry for the dog, and mine's usually the one that's going off on.
Yeah,
the
but it's a sweet dog, and that's you know what.
Yeah. Okay. Jamie Hayter.
Jamie Hayter loses here because she's legitimately hurt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, wait. Is it a kayfabe injury or a real one?
Fightful Select reports it's real. They're legit. Okay. So, Jamie Hayter. hey, he thirst tweets about her. So come on. Well, if you can thirst tweet about Jamie or Wardlow, he can thirst tweet
I dial that down.
You dial, yeah. Yeah. I almost went there. Almost made it. Anyways. Yeah.
Come on!
I almost made it. Toni Storm gets the victory here. New champ. Anarchy in the Arena. Blackpool Combat Club.
Versus the Elite.
The Elite. You are back together. The Elite.
This is the real question. What song plays through the entirety of this match?
Ooh.
It's not going to be Carry On My Wayward Son, because that's not a fucking song. But come to think of it, neither was Wild Thing. But that's a totally different situation. If they end up playing Carry On My Wayward Son for 6 minutes straight, I'm going to cry so much. Because how do you not have Jensen Ackles right there singing the song, because his angel voice. Okay. Jensen Ackles has sung on stage with Corey Taylor, and they sing Bon Jovi, and they're so amazing together. Jensen Ackles has one of the best voices in music right now, and he hasn't even had a band.
Have Britt fill in for Jamie, let her defend the title for her. I like that idea.
I do like that idea. If she can't wrestle, if she's legit hurt, I would rather yeah, there be a match.
Than yeah, no okay. Match. And if Britt Baker loses this match, then you're gonna have friction between Britt and Jamie.
Yep.
Before you have that Blood and Guts match.
Soupy says bold prediction: Thunder Rosa leaves Double or Nothing with the World Championship. I would be curious to see how they do that.
I will always be happy if Thunder Rosa.
Chris says Jamie Mueller has a nice ring to it. See,
what has a nice ring to it? The moment after, you know, in 10 years when we're still doing that, and Rob still pauses before pronouncing Chris's.
It's yeah. It's
this like, is it, at this point. It's a bit.
And
at this point, it's a bit.
It's not really. That's what's awful. Is like hearing. There's a saying: death taxes and whatever. But mine is death taxes and me hesitating before I say Chris's last name. So
yeah, what is his last name?
Mueller.
Okay.
I did it that time. So, if I think yeah. about it before I like, I have to like if I
you don't doubt yourself.
Yeah. If yeah, if I don't. If I dumb myself down, is what I was thinking. So,
but, we appreciate you, Chris, so much. You're so.
Anyways, who you got winning this?
Okay. Blackpool Combat Club win this match because I feel like Takeshita costs nearly.
Mm.
And this is how you introduce Ibushi.
I think the Elite win because of Ibushi. Because I think
this I will not mind that.
I think
also do not think whatsoever, because it has been speculated online on the interweb that CM Punk returns and costs the Elite, and I'm like, no.
That would be a that would be a nightmare.
Absolutely.
I mean, Fightful would love it because that's gonna bring.
I know.
I mean, that's a good thing, but also like. Ooh, that'd be interesting. I do like that idea.
I don't. So
I mean, I mean, it like from a standpoint.
I mean,
of,
they if make I'm an entire the world, they make an entire show that Punk is gonna be on, so they cannot be in the same room with each other. And then that's not happening. But this is actually the thing that because we had, you know, the whole world before us, you know, when the Elite were together, and this is a nice feeling, but we cannot have that for so long.
Yeah.
We cannot. And that's why they lose the match. It's like having your cake and eating it too. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not good storytelling. I think that they lose and they eventually do that again. Hopefully it all in.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that would definitely be cool for you.
But BCC win with Takeshita because of Don Callis.
Donnie Callis. Okay.
Yeah, the super b-hole.
Yep. Well, I got the Elite. You got British
Blackpool.
Or yeah, Blackpool Combat Club. Every time it doesn't matter.
Next is probably the main event because
it will be.
So MJF versus Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, and Jungle Boy Jack Perry, the Fatal 4-Way, the Pillars match for the AEW World Championship. You know, there's something wrong with this match with your Double or Nothing main event. When I tell and go on record and say that Darby Allin has been the best thing out of the three, and that's saying something because I've said on multiple occasions that I don't care for Darby Allin. He's amazing in the ring. Like, he does all this, you know, holy S word, you know, moves in the ring. That's fine, but like, that's not my type of wrestling. Mm-hmm. If I was 20, I would have been so in love with the guy. He also looks exactly like one of my ex-boyfriends who, you know, dumped me just so he can be with the love of his life. So that's not going to happen. I will never like Darby Allin because of that fact. So MJF is so ahead of all these people. And I'm sorry, I'm sure that this match has the potential to steal the show. Seriously, it does. But the build has been non-existent. It's been weird. They've done all these things with Sammy Guevara. Oh, I'm not a heel. Oh, I'm now joining MJF. Oh, I have a wife that's actually smarter than me. Oh, that's it. Because, like, of course, she's going to be smarter than you. Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't, but, like, if you remove the pain...
Yeah, no, I know.
It's going to be exactly like him. And just it actually hurts talking about that.
Yeah.
So
MJF's going to get the win, but I also think...
Of course he is.
I think... I'm not saying we'll see Jungle Boy turn heel.
I hope he does, because that's the only way he can... Yeah.
But I was going to say, it'd be kind of interesting. There's two ways that I look at it. It'd be very interesting... But it'd also be like, why would you do that? If he actually turned heel in the match and for whatever reason helped MJF win, that would be kind of very just weird. I don't see that happening, but that's just...
He can just, you know, go really aggressive on Darby Allin. Everyone's going to boo him because everyone loves Darby for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He can just go really, really hardcore, and that will make me actually like him more.
All right. Well, Maggie, it is 4:30, so we need to wrap our show up. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I'm sorry. I screwed up. Can we just cut off minute 43? Execute order 43.
There you go.
There you go. Nice Star Wars reference. Yes, go on Instagram and look at a lot of Pedro Pascal stuff for me. It's...
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at FightfulRob. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, it'll be at least me and Ryan, a.k.a. Mark Order Podcast, hosting the Night of Champions pre-show on Fightful Select. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, right, Maggie? We will be hosting the Fightful Select pre-show of AEW Double or Nothing and NXT Battleground. So definitely check those out. There is no Coexisting After Dark this evening, but there will be a Fightful Select retro review that I did with Kylie for Double or Nothing 2019. So we have something on there for you at least. And there are no jokes today because I did an extra Cooper effect. And I'm saying that now because we're going to go off the air after it ends. So here you go. Maybe not.
What is happening?
This damn thing. I tell you what, it's my first day. It said it was like file complete, and then it gives me an error. Like, so yeah, this is good. Oh, this is good. We're fine. We're fine. This is fantastic.
Bullet Club is fine.
1 second. Let me fix this here.
Bullet Club is fine.
Yeah, Bullet Club. Da, 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 da. So, where'd you go? Is that your washer or dryer? What is
that? No, it's the. Oh no, it's fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
There's a lot. I have no idea what they're for.
All right. So. This is good. It's real good, Rob. Good job.
Well, if it gives you an error, it's probably not your fault.
Well, this is just... I just kind of... Tell me which match you're looking forward to the most out of the whole weekend while I do this.
Well, it's because I'm... Well, it's probably BCC and the Elite. A really, really close second is AJ Styles and Seth Rollins. I just really hope that they don't mess up AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, because I know that they're not going to mess up BCC and the Elite.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's probably up to them. We can leave it for next week, Rob.
No, we can't. Do you think the Seth Rollins match would be, if AJ wouldn't have said, like, it's a secondary title, A, do you think that would change your mind on this?
No. I absolutely think that Seth Rollins is winning.
Okay. What about tonight again? Which match are you looking forward to?
Under Siege?
Yeah.
It's probably, yeah, Jordan Grace and Gian Perrazzo. Again, I'm biased. And Flash Morgan, the Subculture and Bullet Club. Because that's a really interesting dynamic that we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I'm like trying to waste this time to get here, let's see. Come on. Here we go. Let's see if this works. All right, guys, we will see you later if this works.
Hello. Now you're wondering, what is Rob doing? Well, Rob is doing...
Whoops. God.
He's not doing jokes. So, Maggie, you are the third Cooper effect today. Maybe the second. I don't know how many we're doing. Anyways, this is obviously recorded before the show. Anyways, we're doing this. I'm doing this because, A, we're going to go off the air right after this ends because I don't want to get in trouble live. But, A, I want to do it because, A, I want to. B, tomorrow's your birthday. And don't worry. Sean was going to tell everybody anyway, so I just beat him to the punt. So there's your Fightful Select right there. Hey, you like them apples. Anyways, Maggie, you are the Cooper Effect because of how you define the Cooper Effect. I've told you this before. You are what the Cooper Effect is all about. We just need to call it the Maggie Effect, in my opinion, because you bring the good out of, like, everything. You're such a wonderful and positive person. I'm lucky because I get to talk to you almost every day, pretty much every day, and I'm extremely lucky for that. Whether it's, and I know how many people like that, like you mean to them, like, you know, like whether it's Corey, Kate, Mark, Chris, just, I mean, I could keep going probably, but you are such a positive impact on all of us, and I know this, and I know that we are better people knowing you. I know that. And I just think you should know that. And this is my way of saying that. And I also want to again say early happy birthday. You only turned 21. In your case, twice. So, with that in mind, I say Yufka, or Yufka, the way we say it. That's an inside joke for some of you. If you don't know Bulgarian, you speak Bulgarian. Okay, yeah, see, it's my first day. Leave me alone. Anyways, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being a... Oh, I almost broke it. I almost broke the rule. Thank you for being a ray of sunshine. Oh my God. We're trying not to curse anymore if we haven't told you yet. But anyways, thank you for being who you are. Again, Yufka and Dave and Buster's, damn it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.